It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number 3. The final hour of the week is upon us. Yes, we'll be back Monday. Don't worry. Myself, Andy, and Charlie here today. Michelle Thompson joining us now, though, from South Dakota, Andy.
That's right. Michelle, the president and CEO of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. Michelle,
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm not doing nearly as well as you. I mean, your state right now is, let's face it, you're a national success story.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just going to read off a few.
We're jealous.
I'm going to read off a few things here really quick, and these are just truths. First of all, Sturgis was highly successful. You guys rocked it, okay?
It was, yeah.
The COVID infection rate in the aftermath, there were some ridiculous stories that overplayed it. The fact is, it's virtually nil. You guys have 4.8% unemployment. This is in the middle of COVID. Your Governor Kristi Noem, actually turned down the extra $300 unemployment per person help because she told the feds, we just don't need it. We got jobs everywhere. Meanwhile, it's not like people are dying left and right. Colorado has about 70% more deaths per million than South Dakota. And folks, just so you know, it's not like they up there don't do anything. They're very careful and considerate. I went up there. Everybody's, you know, people aren't coughing on each other. It's nothing like that. But I got to be honest.
Common sense.
I got to be honest. I see very, very few masks or distancing.
Gotcha.
Just people being careful and considerate. Am I basically painting it right, Michelle?
You are. Yeah. I mean, we're just trying to be as safe as we possibly can in South Dakota and letting people have their freedom to do what they want to do and take care of themselves and take care of the people around them. And we've just been very fortunate that COVID has not hit us that hard. I mean, we certainly have cases and we have had people die, which is incredibly unfortunate.
Of course.
But it's been, South Dakota's done well through this whole pandemic.
That's awesome.
Okay, let's get to the reason I wanted you to call in, because there's another big success coming for South Dakota. We here in Colorado, we shut down the National Western Stock Show, killing off about
$125 or $30 million. Yes,
a business gone from
the door.
All those hotels and restaurants and everything surrounding it. All gone, dried up. But I hear you guys are going to be running yours. What's the word?
We do, yeah. I just talked to the general manager of the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, and he says the show is on.
Gotcha.
And while it's terrible that you're not having your stock show within minutes of when it was announced that you weren't going to be having it, he was already receiving phone calls from vendors and participants who all want to come to the Black Hills Stock Show.
Yeah, I can only imagine, Michelle. The folks that should have been here will now be up there with you, which good for you guys.
Right.
It's just dumb on our part.
You know, without us making all these dumb decisions and you guys making all these good ones, why don't we make it easy and all of us here in Colorado will just send you checks?
It'd be easier.
We'll just send you all our money. We might as well anyway. I mean, this
we would
is wonderful.
Appreciate that.
So basically,
we'd rather have you come and visit us and experience the amazing place that we live. But if you just want to send us checks, that's fine.
So when
we'll do both.
When is your stock show, Michelle?
Yeah, so the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo takes place every January, February annually. So this year, or in 2021, it will be January 26th through February 6th.
Okay, 26th through the 6th. Mm-hmm. So it normally would have been right after ours.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. It's interesting that you've actually got vendors that, I'm not surprised, vendors that would have been here that are now going to be there, which, by the way, everybody listening, and because Michelle, the way it typically works here is there are some vendors that folks would literally just go and visit on an annual basis, buy whatever wares or things they wanted from that particular vendor. Now that they're not going to be here, we'll send them up to you because they can go see that same vendor most likely with you.
Yeah, fantastic. We would love to have people come and visit us. I know that people in Colorado are not afraid of winter.
Nope.
So please, please come up and see us.
Hey, Michelle, real quick question here. I know that your hotels just get overrun during this every year. Are they gearing up for this? Are they ready more in this, shall we say, outlying areas to really be able to handle the inflow? Because don't you guys think that you're going to get just a boom of people coming up for this?
Well, we sure hope so. You know, the Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City is the second largest event in South Dakota. So it's always a very large event for us. And the hotels, I'm certain, will be very prepared. There are a lot of hotels in Rapid City and in the outer areas. So I have no doubt that the hotels will be very prepared for any visitors who want to come and check the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo out.
Gotcha. Just for reference, I know we can all go and look this up for ourselves, but what are your average temperatures that time of year?
Oh, come on. We don't want to talk winter, do we?
Can we just go to the beach?
It's already starting here, so yeah, we might as well ask.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even sure exactly what the average temperatures are. I know that, obviously, it's winter. It's January, February. It's the time of year that's a little bit colder.
And it's cold here, too, so yeah, no offense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the same.
The nice thing about the Black Hills, we sort of live in a little banana belt area, especially Rapid City. So we might get cold, and then the next day it could be 60 degrees, and then we might get snow, and it melts the next day. So the cold temperatures in the Black Hills do not last for long.
Gotcha. So it's really similar to what we have here. That's exactly the way we are.
Yeah. Yep. It's very similar to what you have.
Now, how far is this thing from Deadwood? Because I got to hit the slots. I'm just that way. I'm a shallow person.
Rapid City and Deadwood are just 45 miles apart. Really easy trek up I-90 to hit Deadwood from Rapid City. And we have a lot of people that come out for the Stock Show and also check out Deadwood or go down to Custer State Park or check out the monuments and such that we have here.
All right. If folks want to come up for that show, how soon, you know, Andy mentioned a moment ago about the hotels and such. How soon should folks start planning that and getting things booked, Michelle?
Well, you know, if there are specific places they want to be, you know, the closer they want to be to the centers where the Stock Show is held, I would say book your rooms sooner than later.
Okay.
They're going to be able to find lodging, and there are shuttles from a lot of the hotels down to the Stock Show. But I would just say as soon as people know that they want to come, give us a call and book a hotel room and just make sure you've got that taken care of.
You know, there's another question. Because you guys are going to get, let's face it, a big boom of people coming, especially with them not holding it here, are your city planners planning on more shuttle rides running and basically gearing up for that so they can accommodate the crowds?
You know, I would imagine that will be some of the discussion. There are two major locations where the Stock Show takes place, and there are always shuttles that go in between that. So the more the hotels communicate with the city on how full they are,
gotcha,
and the more the Stock Show communicates with the city, I'm sure that there will be more shuttles that will be going on.
Okay, really quick here. Between now and then, are there any other events going on in the land of freedom? We don't know what freedom is like. So, you know, be able to go up there and experience a little freedom is kind of fun. I can't believe how much I enjoyed the few days I went up.
Oh, great. That's so fantastic to hear. And you were in Deadwood, which is one of our amazing event cities. If people are interested in events, check out deadwood.com. They have amazing events year-round. They've got Oktoberfest coming up and Dead Weird coming up. So there's always something going on in Deadwood.
Dead Weird.
Dead Weird? No. You can't run on from that. What is Dead Weird? By the way, I went to the Badlands, too, so I went around. I had a lot of fun. What is Dead Weird?
Dead Weird is a great, amazing Halloween event in Deadwood, South Dakota,
gotcha,
where there are costume contests, and it's a pretty great experience.
And today you've got the Buffalo Roundup.
Yeah, today was a fantastic day for the annual Buffalo Roundup, where they round up 1,400 head of wild buffalo and bring them into the corrals.
Wow.
There was a great crowd there, and yeah, that's a terrific event. And now this weekend, we've got a Volks March at Crazy Horse Memorial. So people can actually walk up onto the arm of Crazy Horse Memorial this weekend, which is pretty incredible.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay, so where do folks go to find out more info?
All right, so if you're looking for information about the Black Hills and Badlands area, go to blackhillsbadlands.com. And if you're looking for information about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, that is blackhillsstockshow.com.
Great. Michelle, it's always a joy having you. You're welcome anytime. Anything special coming up, let us know. We'll let our folks know, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate
you're very
you having
welcome.
Me on the show.
Have a great weekend, Michelle.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you very much. Good stuff. It's nice to talk to somebody that's free.
I know. The thing is she doesn't even know how free she is. Doesn't understand how good. To her, it's just like, this is what we do.
Isn't that how it works?
John, it was like being in another world. I can't tell you what it was like being up there.
I'm just anxious for that to happen here.
Virtually no one with masks. Yeah, you know, people weren't dumb and coughing on each other. Everybody was polite. But there wasn't ridiculous, you know, people weren't leaping back from each other.
When's the last time somebody coughed on you anyways before COVID?
They didn't.
Thank you.
You know, people weren't leaping back from each other and all this kind of stuff. Oh, by the way, in their schools, Christy Noem recommended that teachers do not have their kids wearing masks.
That's the way it's supposed to be. Thank you.
So their schools are like, you know, school.
So they've common sense there.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, I'll come back. We'll talk about the answer to the question of the day, which, okay. You may or may not believe, but we'll talk about that when we come back. In the meantime, Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. Give Bruce a call today if you're interested in a reverse mortgage, 62 years of age or older. It might be the fit for you. Just go to klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Save the Children is next. Let's save a child's life, folks, around the world and our own backyard, including in areas that are hit by disasters. They're the first ones on the ground to help in those areas as well. SaveChildrenKLZ.org, 1-800-570-5155.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. You've heard us talk about the COVID-19 emergency relief work that Save the Children is doing in this country. You know, Save the Children works in 125 countries around the world, but also works right here at home, especially in times of crisis and disaster. And COVID-19 certainly qualifies as that. Your $100 gift, we've told you, can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can do that for one child for a month. And $1,000 can do that for one child all the way through the end of this semester. 30 million U.S. school children count on school for more than education, count on school for also their nutrition. Save the Children is standing in the gap and inviting you to do the same. Would you join us? Call 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. Should say we appreciate it very much. All right, the answer of today's question of the day. 17% of new teen drivers say this causes them the most anxiety behind the wheel. Answer is going through the drive-thru.
What?
That's the answer.
No, no. Yeah,
that is the answer.
Oh, come on. Okay, okay, okay. You are a bubble-wrapped snowflake generation. I'm just going to say it. You're afraid of a drive-thru?
Only 17%.
I don't care. It shouldn't be 1.7%. That's nuts.
What do you think is scary about that? They haven't been around Dan long enough to be trained to go out, to go through the drive-thru.
I guess that's it.
We need more training from
Dan. Dan, can you do seminars? Wherever you are, do seminars.
On how to teach kids to go through the drive-thru.
That is... John, how many of them have actually worked a drive-thru, too? Why would they be afraid to go through one?
Maybe they're afraid because, you know, how people get to the drive-thru and they like, enter another world. Because all of a sudden, all of their capacities, their mental capacity, leaves because they don't know what to order. The board hasn't changed in the last 50 times they've been to that drive-up.
True.
But they still get there and have, like, stage fright on what to order.
I'm not ready for the moment.
I don't go to the drive-thru hardly ever. But if and when I used to, I would be that guy saying, "Come on, moron, the menu hasn't changed."
I wanted to ask you a question.
What?
Based on just what you just said. Have you ever, be honest, talked loud as if they couldn't hear you?
Yes, always. Always.
John,
I'm that guy.
Just so you know, you're blowing them out.
I know, I'm that guy. Yeah, I want. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm the guy yelling.
I forget my name.
I'm that guy. I am that guy. Are you supposed to talk normal?
From now on, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to first announce myself as John Rush.
Okay.
Hi, I'm John Rush.
I want some callers.
I want some food.
I want to know from you callers, listeners, 303-477-5600. I can't be the only one that talks loud to the speaker at a drive-up. Other people have to do that.
I think I've done it, but, you know, I don't yell at them.
Hear you otherwise. Because,
oh, you just get back there. Yeah, can I,
let me repeat
that order for you, sir.
That's how they sound. That's not how we sound.
Well, how do I know that?
Faith.
Faith in a drive-up? Really?
You have to have faith in a drive-up. Look, 17% of young people are afraid of this thing. Yes, it requires a little
bit
of faith.
Maybe it's because of everything I just got done saying.
Maybe they're afraid of just hearing voices that sound scary like the one you just did.
Maybe. Okay, do you ever understand what they're saying back at the drive-up?
I'll be honest, there are a lot of times when I have no clue what they're saying back or how much I owe.
You have no clue, do you?
No, they could be emptying my bank account.
Thank
I have
you.
No idea. Here's my plastic.
Charlie, does the RTD bus go through the drive-up for you, or how does that work?
Take my plastic and my life.
Charlie's shaking his head. Charlie, when you go to the drive-up? Or do you have to walk inside? Have you done it with COVID, by the way? And Charlie said he's tried to walk to the drive-up. Because in COVID, a lot of the insides are shut. You can't go in anyways.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, a message to all of you out there. If you work at a Taco Bell or one of these places, open up the lobby.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Well, this is stupid. I mean, I happen to love their $5 box nachos. They're great.
Okay.
If I go there with extra meat, of course.
Extra meat.
Oh, it's Andy. Yeah, we'll get there right for you. Okay. Yeah, but if I get it, I got to eat it out in my car in the parking lot. It's just like, you know, in some scorching 85-degree weather.
That's true. Crying
out loud,
a
let me in.
The cheese melted that way.
Well, yeah, the cheese just melts. Open the windows. Hey, the food stays hot with me. I'm about to pass out, but it'll taste good.
Your food's hot.
Yeah.
The cheese is still melted.
Everything's hot. It's still steaming, and I haven't eaten it for a half hour.
On a serious note.
Okay.
And we've got 5 minutes before Mark Smith joins us. But
right.
On a serious note.
Yes.
What's going to happen to all these restaurants in about, 2 weeks? Because even right now, it's starting to get cooler at night. So in about 2 weeks, when you can no longer have the sit on the sidewalk and eat your meal restaurant, what's going to happen to all these restaurants when that's no longer available?
Well, I think it's going to be about more like 4 weeks, but yes. You're right.
It's
the time
close.
Is coming. Well, yeah, but it's a hot year. This is a warm year, so I think it's going to be a little later than normal.
Did you look at the temperatures for next week yet?
No.
Pal?
No,
well,
I didn't.
There's a cold front coming tomorrow night.
Or
is Sunday
it really?
Night, rather. Yeah, we're looking at lows next week of Sunday night 37, Monday 41, Tuesday 45, Wednesday, 45.
By the way, in case, just so we don't forget, and wow, by the way, on those, you're right, people can't sit outside for that.
No, you're not going to do that.
And by the way, for those who didn't notice, folks, either as of today or like as of tomorrow, Florida is dropping all restrictions. No more COVID restrictions.
Can't that be
Everybody
us?
Get back to business, back to work, back to school, relax in Florida.
Why can't that be us?
So Florida joins South Dakota. We now have two smart states out of 50. And why can't that be us?
Why can't that be us?
Oh, please.
We have less issues than they have.
Well, you know what? One of the reasons that the governor did it is he says, hey, we don't know if we're going to get more federal money to help keep bailing these people out. We got to get businesses
chop,
going.
Chop, chop. Let's get rolling, right?
Right. So just by doing that, they don't need the money. There you go.
Well said, by the way. I'm envious.
I am so envious.
I am so envious. I would almost move to Florida and put up with the humidity just to be open.
You know what we need to do is take Florida's governor, he's a Republican, shave his head, and bring him here as our governor. People won't know. They won't know at first. I mean, granted, the restrictions will go away, but they're not going to know for a while.
Do we have any radio stations in Florida, Charlie? Do we have any like satellite, you know, locations there that we could, you know, pack up, move to, hang out?
There's got to be a way.
I mean, honestly, I hate to say this because I hate the cold. But at this point, I hate the lockdown so much, I darn near move to South Dakota where it's stinking cold in the winter and still hang out there.
By the way, John, it's beautiful.
Just because you're free.
It's gorgeous. It's much greener than here.
Cold and free, a little warmer and locked up. Which would you rather have?
Oh, I'd much rather live there.
Thank you.
You know, but we all got jobs here. I mean, what are you going to do?
What do you do? I know. And they know that. Therein lies the problem.
Yep.
All right, Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And no matter what vehicle you're looking at, by the way, they've got a couple of the new 2021 Tahoes. I just looked at the website. They got a couple of those in stock right now. So they got it all. Whatever you need, new Chevrolet, used cars on the lot as well. C8 Corvettes are rolling through as well. You can take a peek at one of those. 303-659-8311. It's purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Al was just with us in this last hour, and you need to make sure you're prepared for the future, financially speaking. And you know what? Find your purpose as well, and Al can help you with all of that. KLZradio.com, or call Al directly at 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange your free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Geno's Auto Service, that's Geno's with a J. Full bumper-to-bumper service as we head into winter. Get your vehicle ready. All the DOT signs are saying that exact same thing, or the CDOT signs, I should say, are saying that same thing. Make sure your car's ready. I just mentioned the Lowe's. We'll be having winter here in the not-too-distant future. Get yourself ready to go again. It's GenosAutoservice.com. That's Genos with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 37 years, Genos has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Geno's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a Napa $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Geno's online at genosautoservice.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Mark Smith joining us now, constitutional attorney, member of the U.S. Supreme Court Bar, and a senior fellow in law and public policy at the King's College. And Mark's been with us before. I appreciate you joining us. In fact, Mark, you were the one that announced to us last week about the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg a week ago.
Yeah, that's right, and quite a bit has happened since then. And obviously, we lost a legal giant, but you know, she lived a long and a full life, and none of us get out of this alive, as they say.
Nope.
And you know, she had a great run, and she left her mark on American law and American society. But we have to turn the page, and that appears to be what's going to happen with the president's nomination tomorrow night of the new Supreme Court justice, or likely new Supreme Court justice.
And there's a word already out, I don't know whether it's true or not, CNN, even Forbes had an article a moment ago, Mark, saying that Barrett is the choice. I don't know how they can say that when he hasn't announced it yet.
Yeah, I suspect that I don't think anyone would be shocked if it's Amy Coney Barrett. I think she was the odds-on favorite. The other three candidates that were seriously considered all had arguments in their favor for sure, but Amy Coney Barrett was the complete package, a former Supreme Court clerk for, you know, Justice Scalia. She had been a law professor for several years. In fact, she was a law professor at Notre Dame and was voted by the student body three times to be the Teacher of the Year. That's how popular she was and friendly she was and helpful she was as a mentor to the student body. And, you know, the other interesting thing that's worth noting is that Amy Coney Barrett has been through the ringer of a heated confirmation hearing before. I mean, even Brett Kavanaugh that went through that terrible hearing, you know, a year or so ago, when he was nominated and confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, that was about 12 years ago, and that was a much different time in terms of how they treated Court of Appeals nominees before the Senate. Now, you know, they're basically kind of tough on all Trump appointees, and Amy Coney Barrett, who was nominated and confirmed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017, she was essentially attacked by the Democrats during her confirmation hearing. So she's already been through being attacked by the Senate just a couple years ago. So I have a feeling that training, that experience of being in the, you know, the center of the gunfight, if you will, is probably another reason why she's going to be a great pick, because she's like, hey, I've done it before. I'll get attacked again. I was attacked a couple years ago. I fought back and won. I'll just do it again.
Mark, I love Amy Barrett. I think she's going to do great in the hearings. I think she's going to represent herself very well and dazzle them. I'm not worried about that. I am a little bit worried about the politics of it, and here's what I mean. I'm very pro-life, so is John. She is actually part of, or has been part of, a very pro-life group. Okay, she is well known as being against Roe v. Wade, and here's what worries me. Going into this, the voter enthusiasm for Trump was running about 20 points ahead of Biden, all right? And Biden's people needed something, anything, to get their enthusiasm up. The hatred for Barrett, do you think it will drive turnout on the left?
No, I don't think it will. I think the people that are against Amy Coney Barrett and mad about this were already going to be giving money against Donald Trump and voting against Donald Trump.
I agree with you there. I think that's true.
So you don't think this will affect more toward the more moderate Democrats?
No, okay. I don't think it will at all.
Good.
That's a good, yeah.
I don't think it will at all. The other thing is to keep in mind here, and see, I think that there's proof of this. If you look at the historical record, which I like to do, okay, the same arguments were made about Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, in the fall of 2018. The same arguments were made. He's too conservative. He'll overturn Roe v. Wade. He's bad, in my view, good on guns, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. So the American public had a chance to punish the Republican senators in November 2018, and what happened? The Republicans expanded their majority from 51 senators to 53. So that's all you need to know about how the American public views the role of the Supreme Court. And I think that, again, just like Kavanaugh and those hearings helped advance the ball for the Republican Party in the Senate, I think we'll see the same phenomenon again this fall, if and when Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed, and I imagine she will be.
When do you think they confirm?
I suspect they confirm the last week of October. Although, you know, it's interesting, there is an argument that they should confirm a little bit sooner. It depends on how anxious the Republican senators are to get back to campaign. If they feel the need to get back home to campaign in their local districts, that could influence things. But the truth is, there is no better PR or earned media in the world than being a sitting United States senator being interviewed all over the world all the time on a pending Supreme Court vote. So I think there's a strong political argument that you want to delay the vote until the end of October, right before the election. Now, think about this for a second. If you look at the calendar, there could be a 1-2 punch here in favor of Republicans. The last week of October, if you were to vote and confirm Amy Coney Barrett, that would be the first punch, right? That would be, hey, Donald Trump is delivering, the Republicans are delivering, they say what they're going to do, and they do it. The second punch is going to occur on that Friday, which I believe is October 29th. On that Friday is when the U.S. 30th. Department of Commerce, the 30th, on the 30th is when the U.S. Department of Commerce will release the third quarter GDP numbers and economic data, which will allow us to compare the trend between third quarter economic activity with the second quarter, which, of course, the country was essentially shut down. You will see a massive uptick in economic activity on that Friday before the election.
True.
And that's a major reason why I think the Democrats are trying to shut down these big states to keep that data on that date low. But you know, and I know, it's going to be a huge, huge uptick. So you're going to have Amy Coney Barrett and that economic data the week before the election. Perfect timing, I think, if you're Donald Trump.
Hey, really quick here, let's look at Cory Gardner, because Gardner struggles here in Colorado with his base. He does pretty well reaching into the middle, but he really struggles with his base. A lot of people will say, we'll vote for Trump, but not for Gardner. When Gardner says yes to Amy Coney Barrett, which he will, do you think that shores up his base? Do you think that gives him a chance to stay in office?
Look, I think conservatives and Republicans, either of them, do better when they say what they mean and they do it. Donald Trump has taught. Remember, Donald Trump is not a politician. He's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
But what made him special and what made him popular is that he did not make decisions based on what pollsters told him. He did not buy into the conventional wisdom of D.C. He believes something. He thinks this is a good idea. He does it, and he justifies it, and he does not apologize, unless he steps on your toe or something, maybe. But he doesn't apologize. And, you know, the advice I give to all politicians, especially Republicans, and I would give the same to Cory Gardner, is do what you think is the right thing to do, and you just stand behind it, and don't be squeamish, and don't apologize, because people are people like that. I mean, there's a lot of people that I like and respect that I disagree with, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
True.
So I think that that's a big part of, you know, swaying the middle of America, you know, those sort of swing voters is, hey, I know where he stands, at least. Even if I disagree with some decisions, at least I know where he stands, and he does what he says, and he justifies it, he doesn't apologize, and that's unusual in a politician.
Well said. I don't think I can add anything to that. Do you see, as far as, how do I ask this, because I think some of the surprises in October are going to come from our side, not the other side. What other Democrat attacks do you see coming in October, or do you?
If you want me to guess, right, if you want some sort of October surprise, I think the October surprise will come from some blue state political motivated prosecutor, attorney, governor, secretary of state, you know, something like out of what they did to the NRA in New York. If you recall, not that long ago, we were talking about how the New York attorney general, you know, sued to dissolve the NRA in August.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
So long ago. All
yes.
This stuff moves fast in Trump world, right? I am guessing that what will happen is there will be some Democratic political something in one of these blue states that will, you know, bring some legal proceedings, some legal lawsuits, some indictments, something along those lines, trying to go after Trump or something like that. It will be baseless, but it will be just enough to get some headlines the last week of October. That is my best guess of what an October surprise might look like against Donald Trump. But again, I have no reason to think that will happen other than, you know, they use legal processes before to go after Trump. That was what the Russia investigation was all about. That's what these lawsuits against the NRA are all about. You know, all this stuff, you know, all of those investigations and subpoenas in New York by New York State and the Southern District of New York, a lot of this, I believe, is, you know, motivated by politics. And if it was any other president in the White House, you wouldn't see any of this. So I suspect if there's an October surprise, it's going to be something along those lines.
Mark, what about the September surprise on Biden, which is Hunter Biden? This stuff that just broke is enormous. First of all, if this were Trump's kids, any one of his kids, Trump would have to step down. Okay, immediately. He could not be elected. It would be over. All right. Do you think the Democrat media can hold this, keep a lid on this and hold it back for the next 5 weeks? All of it?
The answer is no if. If President Trump, in these upcoming debates, we know he's going to have at least one. I think there's still a chance that Biden does the first debate and then doesn't do any others, by the way.
I think you're right on that.
So he could, you know, I think there's a real possibility.
Because I think he bombs, and I think they just pull him off stage at that point.
Yeah, and I think they just use the, you know, they make up some excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, we don't like it. But I think that if Donald Trump turns to the American public front and center and just lays out, he doesn't have to lay out all of the facts, and just lays out a few of the facts, in particular, you know these payments to Hunter Biden's firms and all this stuff in Ukraine and Russia, and he just lays this out unequivocally, that I think gets in the minds of the American public, because that will have to be discussed, it will have to be fact-checked, it will have to be debated on all of radio and all of media, and they can't avoid it at that point because Trump will have looked at the American people in the camera and said, what is going on with this?
Well, and there's a report.
And, that's how he does it.
There's a report coming out right now from Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs talking about Hunter Biden paying non-resident women and even being involved in prostitution and human trafficking rings. That's coming right out of Homeland Security right now.
Yeah, but John, no, wait a minute. That would involve, we don't know that he actually had sex with these women because that would involve work.
Gotcha.
This is Hunter Biden.
That's true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, I think that the discussion of the Russian connection, I mean, look, I think that if you look at Hunter Biden's record, as I understand it, right, here's a guy that has largely been somewhat of a failure in life.
Pampered. He's pampered,
right?
Mark. Let's call it what
he's
it is.
Pampered. He hasn't really delivered. He hasn't accomplished much, it seems to me, as best I can tell from his record. It's not like anybody. I've seen no evidence of a reason why I would hire him, for example, for anything. And yet he seems to be making a lot of money and doing some extremely big business deals around the world in very complex worlds and very complex countries with complex laws. So one wonders, how is a guy that doesn't seem to be particularly competent in much can somehow manage to procure or be involved with these major international deals involving tons and tons of massive money, unless, of course, he's bringing something else to the table. And I presume his last name is a valuable asset more than anything that's between his ears.
He's just been peddling influence and access.
That's
and
right.
That is absolutely all he's been doing. This kid is not competent enough to do anything else.
If they do enough digging, though, and find out that he's been peddling that in a way that's increasing sex trafficking, drugs, guns, things like that, does that not have a huge black mark on Joe Biden?
Well, it certainly will not affect Joe Biden's standing on the left. It will not affect Biden's standing.
I mean in the public eye.
In the middle.
I tell you what I actually think would be more influential is the double standard that the media, you know, Americans have really picked up on this media. You know, when we were like kids and we watched, you know, the shows, it wasn't clear. We thought they were biased, but it wasn't clear. Now it's become crystal clear that the mainstream media is part of the Democratic establishment. And I think that the double standard, you know, Americans are not dumb. They see the double standard. And I think that hypocrisy and that double standard is in some ways more likely to earn sympathy and empathy toward Donald Trump and his family and make people more motivated to stand up. Because, you know, Donald Trump is, he didn't need to do any of this, right? He was rich, he was famous, he had buildings, he had jet planes long before he was president,
right.
And yet he is doing this. So why is he doing this? Well, you can only say he's doing this because he loves America and thinks it was going in a bad direction. I think a lot of Americans that I've talked to believe the same thing. They think that this president stood up, and I think the discussion of Hunter Biden and the double standard, you know, what they put the president through with this Russia, Russia, Russia thing versus how they're doing nothing with Hunter Biden on this other Russia thing with the Biden family, I do think that double standard is going to really, you know, stand out. It's a lot like Hillary's emails, right? People didn't care that she had these stupid emails as much as the fact that how they were treated right. by the prosecutors and how people felt like, well, geez, if anybody else had done this, I'd go to jail and Hillary gets off scot-free. I think that bothered the voters more than anything that was actually on her emails.
Well, and I do believe that in this particular case, if it's found and there's more evidence that continues to come out that he, in fact, was involved in some sort of human sex trafficking, you know, the American public, that is going to be not in the party. I understand what you're saying. It's not going to be inside the Democrat Party. But to the general public, this can't be good for Joe Biden and or Hunter.
Well, certainly if you were to somehow politically tie it into the Jeffrey Epstein stories, the Harvey Weinstein, Me Too, you know, and if you start tied into some of these other things, and I would not be the political ad guy to do this, but if you were doing advertising or marketing or arguments, I could see how you might want to try to tie all those together. And if you could pull that off, yeah, I think that would be pretty effective.
Well, and you know what? There's going to be some super PACs that probably look at that, that really there's no influence coming from politicians. PACs can do whatever they want to. I could easily see that happening.
That's right. And, you know, the Hunter Biden stories, I don't think are new. As I recall, there have been books written about Hunter Biden and others, you know, going back well over a year. So this is not super new, but there's new information that's sort of corroborating the prior concerns.
Right.
I mean, Joe Biden, you know, literally said on a stage that, hey, you know, I said if I don't get this prosecutor replaced in the next hour or so, I'm going to fly away with the money. I mean, that's essentially what he said,
recall
from the video. And what's that all about? And I think you can certainly tie that in with Hunter's record. And I do think it will make a difference with certain swing voters. But I think a lot of people already recognize the double standard between President Trump and these others.
I agree.
That was $1 billion in U.S. taxpayers.
In
U.S. taxpayer funded money that he used as leverage.
To get his kid off the hook.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Wow.
Well said. Mark, I enjoy it. We'll talk to you this next week again, sir.
Sounds great, guys.
Have a great weekend. Nope, I appreciate it. And I look at this report just coming out here recently, to this afternoon even, as being pretty damaging against Joe Biden and the Biden campaign. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I tell you what, people are really starting to pay more attention to this whole, you know, human sex trafficking end of things, especially with what's happened with Netflix. You saw their subscriptions actually drop substantially over the what was it called? Charlie Cuties? Was that the name of the movie? The Cuties thing. I mean, people are paying attention to this stuff. They don't like it, and they're not going to like Hunter Biden's name being attached to it.
No, and John, here's the biggest problem. It didn't happen 1 week out. It happened 5-6 weeks out, which means it has plenty of time to grow.
That's right.
I don't know how long they can keep a lid on it.
Thank you. I agree. To me, this is the October surprise on the front of the month on to the Democrats, not the other way around. That's how I see this.
I agree. This and Spygate.
That's right. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Enchanted Kitchens is next. If you want to make your kitchen enchanted, which I don't know anybody that doesn't, call them today, 303-376-7588, or go to klzradio.com.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable interest mortgage is next. If you want to pay for that kitchen, and it's 90 cents on the dollar, by the way that works, talk to Kurt Rogers. He'll explain that. 720-895-0500. That's affordable interest mortgage.
Take aim. Affordable interest mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, if you need any legal help, you've had an accident, things aren't going well, the other side's not doing its job, you've got some injuries that aren't getting taken care of, call Kevin today. If you know somebody in that predicament, call Kevin as well. 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A couple minutes left of this particular hour, which will just about end the show for us. So,
yep, we're at the end.
You have something you want to play?
Oh, yeah. Well, we could do a little more Hunter Biden.
Go ahead.
You know what? Hunter Biden is only qualified to lean out of a limousine and ask, pardon me, but would you happen to have some Grey Poupon?
Some Grey Poupon?
I mean, he's that rich guy in a Monopoly outfit.
Yeah.
Who has done nothing. Yeah, with a top hat, who has done nothing. Okay, really quick here. On Elizabeth Harrington from the RNC gave a really quick breakdown of the timeline on Burisma. It's short. Okay. On April 16, 2014, Biden met with his son's business partner, Devon Archer, at the White House. Archer worked with Hunter. 5 days later, Biden visits Ukraine.
Okay.
One day later, Archer joined the board of Burisma.
Gotcha.
6 days later, British officials seized $23 million from Burisma's owner. And just 2 weeks after that, Hunter Biden joins the Burisma board. After Joe Biden set all this up and worked with his partner and got it all set up. Now, what did Joe Biden just say in an Axios interview? This is only 22 seconds. Listen to this.
To serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges, you were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it.
He found out after he was on the board. He spent the previous 3 weeks setting it up.
He's full of crap.
He met with his partner. His partner, he then, Joe goes to Ukraine. Archer, who's his partner, goes and joins the board of Burisma. Then they get hit with the $23 million. And then Hunter joins the board. And Joe was saying, I didn't even know.
I don't know what my kid's doing.
I didn't even know he was on the board.
That's like when your kid comes home from a, you know, all-night party and, well, I don't know what he was doing all night.
And you were there.
And yeah.
You were at the party.
You were the chaperones.
You were the guy pouring the beer.
You're the chaperone, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was there.
I didn't know he was there.
Oh, my word. All right, Extreme Auto Repair is next. Don't forget to ask about the $100 off your timing up replacement. Cooper Tires at cost. Get ready for winter. KLZradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, 1 minute left.
I just want to ask one question. Has Hunter Biden ever earned any money that was American?
Nada.
Ukraine, $3.5 million from Russia, tons of money from China. And by the way, China gave him $100,000 so he and two of his family members could go on a spending spree.
A spending spree.
$100,000. But there's no conflict of interest here.
None.
Oh, my gosh.
What a bunch of nonsense. Folks, remember all of that. Tell your friends and family as well. This is a story worth watching as we head down the back stretch here to the election. All right, if you missed the first hour, catch it next. We had a lot of fun. If not, and you did listen to it, listen to us tomorrow morning. I'll be back, 9 o'clock, Fix It Radio, followed by Drive Radio at 10 o'clock. But if nothing else, enjoy your weekend. Have fun. It's going to be a little cooler as we get into Sunday and Sunday night. But have a great weekend. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes signing off. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.